Blog Talk Radio.
Soundstripe.
Hello there. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Winning Wednesday. Been on hiatus for about a month and a half, but thank you all for your support and enjoying archive shows and the reposts of amazing throwback episodes. We're back. This evening, we're discussing, of course, Winning Wednesday and self-care and so many hot topics during this 30-minute episode. I do not have my headset on. I am talking in my cell, so I hope there are no problems hearing me. We would not spread it too thin. Friday, we will resume the four-part series regarding mental health and our society. Part three is where we will resume regarding mental health and crime. And I am back in my native Jackson, Mississippi. As you all know, I spent the Easter holiday season with friends and family in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Thank you to everyone that dropped by. I was working. Thank you to everybody that dropped by Trader's Village out of Africa Imports. Big shout out to my brother, my mentor, Mr. Tommy Lee Ellis. Had an amazing time. I hadn't worked in the store actually since 2015. And so it's just a blast to be hands-on again and taking inventory and receiving stock and writing up orders and interacting with the customers, of course. So you all definitely stop by when you're in Trader's Village or even inbox him for anything that you might need, from authentic African art imports to health and beauty. Those of you that love to sage and love amazing essential oils and incense, African apparel for the entire family and accessories, definitely hit them up. Even if you're not actually in Fort Worth area, definitely hit him up. And hit me up also, because I am branching out and marketing and selling authentic African imported items also. And big shout out to my Avon family. We just finished an awesome meeting, our regular Wednesday meeting that our Avon coach, Millie Garcia of Naples, Florida, hosts. Her husband is always present too, but he's not always on camera. So they are our coaches, and a big shout out to the amazing power couple, self-made millionaires, doing their thing and teaching others how to become millionaires. Oh, big shout out to those of you. Many of you know that, like Millie, I love Tony Robbins, but I am also a student, Stan Merrill and Greg Condone. And Greg Condone is hosting one of those 10X Challenge Business Summit. And some of you are going in person. I will be virtual. So I'm very excited for that on Saturday on May 7th. So big shout out to those. And those of you that haven't signed up, register. It's free. And it's free. Those that would like the VIP, I believe it's 97. And I think it's sold out for those that are attending in person. So you're talking about a winning Wednesday. That is like amazing winning Wednesday info that I have shared and love to share. A big shout out to our local law enforcement and our public leaders also for congregating today regarding coming together so we can work on decreasing the crime, increasing the peace and decreasing this crime. So a big shout out to those that met at the state of Mississippi Capitol. We and a big shout out to our agricultural commissioner, Mr. Andy Gibson, too, for sharing an amazing speech this morning regarding an incident that happened this past Saturday at an amazing festival on the state fairgrounds, Mississippi State Fairgrounds. And the criminals, they have picked the right location this time because an off-duty cop killed a dude that just, you know, shot several people, but thank God none of the people were killed, only the person with the weapon, an off-duty cop. So a big shout out to the Edwards police officer that was off-duty that happened to have been there and killed the person. And law enforcement, our Hinds County Sheriff, deputies, and JPD officers, they arrested the other teens. Look, kids, and we are not talking about, we're talking about middle-class kids. People always point out, you know, the poverty-stricken and the gang members, but the troublemaking middle-class kids, that's what it appears, honestly, allegedly, that's what it appears, what I see, middle-class teenagers. But look, the criminals have shown out at the right place. You know, when people say you got the right one, they showed out at the right place at the Mississippi State Fairgrounds, state property. The ag commissioner have stayed out of this situation regarding all this horrible crime, but crime bleed onto the Mississippi State Fairgrounds in this fashion. His point of view is like, no way. We're working on developing and redeveloping Mississippi State Fairground. The governor has already, sadly, during the State of the Union address, like governor had to speak on not just his subject matter for the State of the Union, but that night before, shooting had occurred on Capitol Street near the governor's mansion. Shooting had happened, so he had to mention that in the State of the Union. But the leaders and law enforcement come together, many that I do know, they came together today, and that was amazing. I didn't see our mayor. I on the news yesterday, I did see where he did attend an event where our former president had attended. It was the memorial for our late Democratic, awesome governor, William Winters, and his late wife. They passed during the pandemic, but because of the pandemic, there was not a public memorial. So it was a bipartisan event. The last memorial I attended was the one for Thad Carcoran. That was a couple of years ago. Was it? Seemed like that was before the pandemic, because I don't remember, Matt. Yeah, that was 2019. It seems like 2020, but I believe it was 2019. But this is a 30-minute episode, and I don't want to just. I'm going to talk about the subject matter on hand, self-care. You can call in if you would like. We still have about 15 to 20, 25 minutes. It is a 30-minute episode, and the live streaming will stop probably about 15 minutes. we have the Roe versus Wade situation happening, and you know, the abortion clinic here in the Fondren area is the abortion clinic that is, you know, the center of attention. So this is regarding the draft. This is regarding the draft that leaked. And our Attorney General, Lynn Finch, said she would not make any statements until, you know, our Supreme Court has officially made their statement. So this is going on regarding the draft being leaked. And I'm speechless. I will share my views. Michael, the co-host, you know, has been co-hosting since December. And I will do a Facebook Live probably tomorrow. It will be soon. You will catch him on Friday night episode. And a big shout out to Cousin Linda. Hopefully she'll call it. On Sunday, we have a special guest coming. Friend of mine, online friend, Facebook friend that I met through via Scarboy, formerly known as Scarboy, Shayna Mint Music. She will be guest on Sunday. She will be discussing yoga and how yoga transformed her life. And also, she will be discussing her music. And we will also play her music during Sunday's episode of Self-Care Sunday. So it should be an awesome episode. And thank you all that have been tuned in from the very beginning, from March 21st, 2011, and also the new listeners. If you remember, we interviewed, and I need to stop the we interviewed, but there are so much going on, and some things I will not mention because we have so little time, and to stay focused on the subject at hand. But thank you all for tuning in and checking out the replays of all the shows. But speaking of yoga, especially when Josh Huff, Michael's friend and his personal trainer, was guest. So we have another yoga trainer that will, my friend, that will be coming on Sunday. And again, she's going to share an amazing story. Josh shared an amazing story, and she's going to share an amazing story of how doing yoga has transformed her life, brought her back to health, helps her with her pain management. And again, we will discuss her music and play her music. So you don't want to miss Sunday's episode on Mother's Day. Yes, on Mother's Day. And so that would be amazing because you all know how much dearly I miss number one fan of the show, my mom, who loved all of you so dearly. She loved the Blog Talk Radio listening community and all the listeners. If you all remember, she was a guest a couple of times sharing her recipes, and I do repost those shows also. Mother, she could cook, and I'm so glad that she made sure I knew many of her recipes before she passed on. But email me. Email us at Culture Shock, KulturesHockent_Beth@yahoo.com. KulturesHockent_Beth@yahoo.com. A lot has gone on. I thought I was going to broadcast a couple times when I was in Dallas, but I didn't get a chance to. Oh, when I was traveling back, that is when the mask mandate changed. That's when it changed. Big shout out to Greyhound. I did not do Southwest. I went to Sightsee, and Sightsee did I do. it was amazing. So big shout out to Greyhound and the Greyhound employees and the drivers and the many people that I met, the friends that I met also during that journey. And a big shout out to all listeners. I was looking at the stats and just amazed at the worldwide listeners, those right here in Mississippi and Texas and New York and Minneapolis and the Twin Cities, in Florida and the islands and California. Thank you so much. We thank you. Thank you for sharing content and subject matters to discuss, and really would love for you to call in more and also to chat in the chat room. Create your listener profile so you can chat in the chat room also. And as I speak about the chat room, opening up the chat room in case anybody's in the chat room. So I just, it's been on hiatus for like a month and a half. Just want to, you know, do a little run through on things like that, what's been going on simply, and what we will be talking about this weekend. And look out for Facebook Live also. And I will create a page for Sunday's show on Facebook so I can invite and remind many of you regarding the show. And Shanna will be sharing it with her friends. This will be her first time doing a podcast, so we're all super excited regarding her appearance on the podcast and want to definitely make her feel at home. So you all definitely call in and ask questions and talk with us on every episode, but especially on Sunday, with this being her first episode, to share her story, her heartfelt story. This is Winning Wednesday. So one thing that my bro-in-law, my brother, my mentor, and I discussed, he was very disappointed with my weight gain, as my doctor Quinn was, but I told him, I was like, what's Terry like, DDW? But I like my slim self too, and I'm working on it. So everybody that's working on being their true selves, their true size, if it's medium, full figure, trim and slim, whatever, you know, we all just have to learn how to accept ourselves and our true selves and how to be the healthiest that we can be at whatever size. Because look at Lizzo. I mean, she's a BBW and her dancers, and she appears to be very healthy. So it's between a person and their doctors on where they're, what their status of are regarding their health, right? And what we're comfortable with. And that's one thing that Brian Cuban, Mark Cuban's brother, discussed and writes about too, and body image. And that's something that men don't discuss often publicly, how they feel about their body image. But being a person that worked in beauty and fashion all my life, and having male clients and male customers and just loving and talking beauty and fashion with guys and dolls, image is important to all of us. I remember Edgar Morris. You remember Edgar Morris? Some of you might remember that infomercial. If you don't remember the skincare system, Lynn Whitfield used to sit with him on this infomercial back in the 90s for his skincare system. But, you know, what he used to state as his one of his slogans, you don't have a second time for a first impression. And that's important. I mean, that is so true. You don't have a second time for a first impression. So that's how some of us feel about our image, our body image, our overall image, but it's important for us to be true to ourselves regarding image. But back to what I was saying regarding my brother-in-law, it's something that we all talk about since many of us focus on self-care. Self-care is all about how we feel about ourselves, our appearance, how we keep up with our medical appointments, our dental appointments. It's because I need to schedule a dental appointment. I have an appointment scheduled with my chiropractor. Scheduling an appointment with my doctor too, real soon. It's gonna do them all in early June. So I'm gonna get some things together in early June. In my chiropractor, in my doctor, I might get my doctor sooner, and definitely go to the dentist sooner. And other appointments will follow. But our self-care is all about medical, how we feel about ourselves, our appearance, our financial management, our financial health, our emotional health, our mental health, spiritual health. Self-care covers so much. I'm looking at something now. Oh, Microsoft Bing. Wellness at home. Self-care ideas for when we're taking care of ourselves at home. At home maintenance. And wellness is an active process of becoming aware of and making choices towards a healthy and fulfilling life. It is more than being free from illness. It is a dynamic process of change and growth. A good or satisfactory condition of existence. Wellness at home. 7 simple steps to create an at-home wellness retreat. We talk about going on retreat, but we can create our own environment of a wellness retreat. This is something that I am reading from HuffPost. And I mentioned 2015, believe it or not. This article is from 2015, but it is so true today in 2022. 7 simple steps to create an at-home wellness retreat. 7 simple steps is all you need to have a blissful, relaxed weekend. Go ahead and enjoy your soothing at-home wellness retreat. And it could be during the week or weekend, whenever you choose. And this contributor's name is Brandi Oswald. She's a body love coach, yoga instructor, another yoga instructor, and writer from Behind Love Tribe. It was 2017. It was updated in 2017. So I will reshare this article. So it goes on to say that airfare, lodging, meals, admission fees, yoga, wellness retreats can get expensive. Certified yoga instructor who attends and hosts multiple retreats per year, she states that the fact is all too well, and she highly recommends saving for a getaway wellness retreat for all the soul, soothing, joy, and relaxation. There is another way. Get out your planner, schedule your getaway retreat, and start saving. While you have your planner out, schedule your very own at-home retreat in the meantime. And she goes on to say that an at-home retreat is both simple and affordable. It offers a welcome reprieve from the day hustle and bustle in the comfort of your own home and neighborhood. We talk about vacations and staycations. This is a staycation, all right. It's all about a staycation at your own place, in your own neighborhood. It's the wellness weekend you've been needing, relaxation, self-care, healthy meals, physical activity, and all your favorite wellness treatments. Call the babysitter, turn off your phone, and follow 7. And if you're a pet parent, I guess, call, get them situated too. A big shout out to all my family and loved ones and pets also. And follow these 7 simple steps to create an at-home wellness retreat. 1, reserve an entire weekend. Schedule a Friday evening. Schedule a Friday evening through a Sunday afternoon for your at-home wellness retreat. Mark it on your calendar. Tell your friends and family that you will be busy that weekend. Treat this retreat just as you would any other retreat. Create an agenda for a retreat. Give yourself an agenda Schedule your activities, meals, and downtime. Type them up, print them out, and carry them with you throughout the weekend. Plan your meals. Plan ahead, create a menu, shop for groceries, and prep as much as you can ahead of time. Minimizing dishes and added work during mealtime. Added bonus by planning ahead. You'll be able to treat yourself to a healthy meal throughout the weekend, just as you would have if you were away at a retreat center. Schedule both energizing and relaxing activities. Activities can take place at home or at your favorite local yoga studio, spa, gym, dance studio, etc. For online yoga classes, Yoga Glow is a fantastic resource. Browse Wellness Mama for great DIY home and beauty recipes. A sample day might look something like this: morning meditation and journaling, mid-morning yoga flow class, afternoon massage, evening restorative yoga, bedtime meditation, and journaling. 5, disconnect. Turn off your phone, no emails, no social media, and no TV. Your favorite shows will be there on Monday. Everything will be just fine. 6, pack a bag. Side clothes, a yoga mat, your journal, and other items you would bring on retreat. Have them ready to go. No need to think about what to wear. No need to search for your journal, pens, or your props. They're all set aside and ready to go, just as they would when you arrive, just as it be when you arrive at a retreat center. Make room for the do-nothing time. This is the time to soak in all your blissful wellness activities, to reflect and to cherish this experience. Too often on retreat, we try to cram in as many activities as we can. Before we know it, that early meditation is more stressful than blissful. Like, I try not to push too many topics into this 30 to 45 minute episode. 7 simple steps is all you need to have a blissful, relaxing weekend. Go ahead and enjoy your soul-soothing at-home retreat. So that was pretty good. I like that. And I'm resharing it on eBay. Not on eBay. Oh, my goodness. Terry was talking about eBay. I'm resharing it on Facebook. And this little boy on TikTok took me about talking about selling items on eBay. Someone that I network with for business on Instagram shared a funny TikTok video regarding a little, 8-year-old talking about how he can hustle bicycles and tricycles. It was hilarious. He said he could sell that stuff on eBay, and it was so funny. So that must be on my brain also. So I have shared that on Facebook. That is a good idea to have your own retreat. We think, because I'm a person, we like to think staycation, go to a nice hotel and stuff, take care, just have a relaxing weekend. But this is a whole different place to have your own retreat under your own roof. So that is amazing. So I've shared that on Twitter and on Facebook. So I'm trying to conclude the show. So I think more than enough information to share regarding effective ways to self-care. And self-care again, when co-host Michael and I discussed Whitney Houston and Diana Ross, favorites of ours. I mentioned to him that once Diana Ross told Oprah, when Oprah asked her what was the most cherished thing that she possessed, and she said, "My health. Without my health, I cannot. I'm nobody. I'm not here for me. I can't take care of my family." And so self-care. So many of us are caregivers and love to care for everybody else, love to care for everybody else until we just cannot, until we're about to drop, until we're just completely burnt out. And it's not being selfish. Easier said than done to take care of ourselves, to make sure that that our physical needs, our appearances, our finances, our emotional, our mental, our spiritual, taken care of and being managed properly. That helps us, and that helps others too, those that beck and call up on us, and those that need us, and we need ourselves. So that is a great idea regarding an at-home wellness retreat. That is amazing. I'm going to contact the author of that article also. Maybe she'll come on the show. But definitely tune in on Friday. We will be airing Friday late night. And Sunday, we will have a special guest on the show, Shannon Music. And you can go to her YouTube channel too, Shannon Music. She's on Facebook, Shannon Music. So Shannon J Music. So super excited. She's super excited. Michael's super excited. Being a yoga person also. I plan now. Josh is introducing his online transformative collective, so I'm looking forward to becoming a student and practicing more yoga. But I have upgraded my exercises. I enjoy Pilates, and I am looking forward to doing more yoga or putting more yoga into. I love to meditate, so you would think I would do more yoga also. So I'm looking forward to that. And that retreat, that yoga, at-home yoga retreat sounds pretty awesome. Something that the doctor definitely ordered, right? Right. That sounds like a group thing, but, you know, you have to turn the social media off, talk on Friday, and then talk about what we experienced on that Monday. But I guess we can text a little bit here and there if we do it as a group thing. So on Friday, we'll talk about books and films, and I have not mentioned the Dave Chappelle situation. And a matter of fact, I believe the last show was March 27th, the Oscars. We haven't even talked about so much. So we definitely will talk about what's been going on in entertainment. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial is happening. The Met Ball was Monday, and there were some amazing looks by favorite celebrities going on. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, so there are so many amazing things for us to cover and talk about. We're looking forward to you calling in, telling us more also about what's going on in your around the world. Thank you, Japan, for being in the top five. Thank you, Germany. Thank you, of course, USA. Thank you, Canada. Thank you, UK, I believe, is back in the top five. Thank you to the top five and top 10 listening countries, and thank you to everybody that listens from right here in my native Jackson, Mississippi, all around the U.S. and around the world. Big shout out to our troops, our military. Shout out to our astronauts and those who are doing what they do in space so we can learn so much more. Thank you to our leaders, to our president, praying for Ukraine. So much. And the Harvard Mrs. Office. A gratitude. So it's very important for us to be grateful. And I'm grateful. I am a grateful person. I'm grateful each day I am awakened. I am grateful for family and friends, those I've known all my life, and those that I recently met. I thank you. I'm grateful. And let's work on increase being more unified and loving and respectful to one another and making this world a better place. Yeah, that's the ticket. Make this world a better place for all of us. That's all we got. I mean, we do have the states and the galaxies, right? But it's all we got. You know? So let's think about it. And let's continue to slow the spread of coronavirus, COVID-19, and all other diseases that's going on. And this crime is an epidemic, So let's come together and let's prove to one another that we can really make this world a better place. There's so much love. Love wins all the time. Yeah, make love, not war. I mean, and he didn't mean it like just sexually make love. He meant let's make love. Let's make love, not war. What's the deal with all the hate? Let's make love. Let's not make hate. At least make like. You know, I like that. I like you. And in situations or people, places or things that you don't like or that you hate, do your best. Let's all do our best to control ourselves, control our emotions, control our temper. We can share our different thoughts and our different opinions and our different views. Violence. I just know we can. And I'm speaking to myself. We all are human. We all have emotions. We all get sad. We all get mad. We all get glad. We all get, some of us go into deep depressions. I'm praying for those of you that do. Because, you know, that's something that I don't relate to. Being sad, I do relate to. But people that experience chronic depression, speaking of depression, a big shout out to the Judd, losing their mom. Naomi Judd, I grew up a country fan. I love the Judds, was one of my favorites. And I love Ashley as an actress. I mean, she filmed right here in 97, in Canton, Mississippi, and in Jackson, with Matthew McConaughey. You know, so untimely, such an untimely loss of Naomi the day before the induction and then preparing for a big tour. And so speaking of chronic depression, definitely praying for those of you that experienced that. So many people are suicidal. So we got to pray. We got to lift one another up. It's important for us to check on each other. I've had a couple of friends check on me today. And ironically, I was thinking about checking on them. You know, it's important for us to check on people. Send call, leave a voice message. Stop by somebody's house, leave a note on their door. So I stop by, send somebody a card. I personally like to send cards and handwritten notes and give happy bags. There's so much. Do things that you haven't done. Learn new things. Ask people if they would like to do new things. Do things that maybe you hadn't met for lunch. So many of us haven't met for lunch with our friends. There are friends that I need to follow up with and say, hey, we haven't had lunch together since before COVID. You know, there's just so much that we can do now that things are safer. You know, we can't put our guards down, but things are safer now when it comes to the spread. But we got to stay on it regarding slowing that spread down. So before this show ends abruptly, I thank you again for your love and your support and tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Again, email at culturechoc, KUETRE SHOK, NT_Beth@yahoo.com.